SeniorLivingGuide.com podcast discusses topics which are relevant to the everyday lives of seniors and their caregivers. We are joined by experts who share their knowledge on a variety of issues. SeniorLivingGuide.com podcast offers solutions and resources to create the best quality of life as we age. And now, let's welcome your host, Darlene Mahoney.
SeniorLivingGuide.com is the most comprehensive online resource for seniors and their caregivers. We provide details on senior living communities to include retirement, assisted living, independent living, skilled nursing, memory care, as well as senior resources, home and healthcare solutions, all in one easy-to-navigate website, allowing you to decide which best fits your needs and connect you directly in one easy step. Visit us online at SeniorLivingGuide.com and start your search today. And I would like to express our gratitude to our podcast sponsors, Transmed Care Long Distance Medical Transportation and GoGo Grandparent. When a loved one with a disability or medical condition needs to relocate, Transmed Care is here to help with safe and secure nationwide medical transport services, while GoGo Grandparent provides reliable local rides, no smartphones required, with all drivers and vehicles screened to meet your mobility needs. Check us out at SeniorLivingGuide.com podcast. We are making sure that our seniors are getting exactly where they need to go. And today we have Natalie Gomez. She serves as the program director at New Life Village, which is a nonprofit in Tampa, Florida. She oversees the strategy and implementation of New Life Village's trauma-informed wellness, resilience, and character development program. She strives to cultivate healthier outcomes for families caring for children impacted by foster care and village seniors. And that's what we're going to talk about today is the village seniors, because it does take a village. Thank you for joining us today, Natalie.
Yeah, happy to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, when your community or your village kind of came along and came across my desk, I thought, oh my gosh, this is a fabulous concept that I hope will catch on in communities nationwide. So I definitely have to share it because, you know, sharing is caring for sure. So it's something completely different. And so I want you to tell me what New Life Village is and what their mission is and kind of really how it's set up, how it works with like all communities, with the foster kids, with the seniors, and kind of how that works, because it's so fantastic.
Yeah. And I agree 100%. I wish there were more communities like this. There's definitely a need. So when this organization was originally started, it was started in 2012 by Sister Claire. And her vision was really to create a supportive community where people would be encouraged and equipped to adopt children impacted by foster care, specifically those older teenagers and those sibling groups that have a harder time finding permanency. And over the years, the mission has changed a little bit, where really we are focused on creating an intergenerational community for families seeking to bring children impacted by foster care trauma to permanency. So you're going to find two groups of people really in this village. One is going to be our families caring for children impacted by foster care, and they are either fostering, adopting, or their relative caregivers. And then you have our seniors, which really we love to describe as our secret sauce. They're a huge piece of what makes this community special. And they really serve as like surrogate grandparents. You think a lot of our families are single parent households. And for one reason or another, especially with our relative caregivers, maybe those familial relationships aren't what we would hope, right? So typically we have our grandparents, our cousins, we have different people who serve as that extra support. And a lot of our households don't have that. And so when they come here, they have these seniors who serve as that extra layer of support, another person to love on the kids, to check in and see how they're doing, to provide a warm meal, right? The way in which they provide support to every family is going to look a little different. But really just having another person to wrap around you and support makes all the difference.
Yeah, I love that, because I know that sometimes seniors, one of the worst things about
aging sometimes that I think that people kind of forget about is the loneliness that seniors feel, because their families move on, their children move on, they've moved out of state, their grandchildren are growing, and they really are just in a very lonely place. And at the end of the day, that can be so impactful on their mental health, their physical health, their overall well-being.
Yeah.
And I think this really, if that's something that is a need that, you know, so many seniors are truly missing, it fills that need and really gives them purpose in a totally different way than most people would think.
Yeah. And we try to say that NLV's purpose in one word is really permanency. And that's something special about an intentional community. Every single person who's here is living together, coming alongside each other for this shared vision, right? These shared core values and beliefs. And so really the seniors who join this community are, like you said, gaining this sense of purpose. They're contributing to something bigger than themselves, right? And we know that there are just countless benefits to seniors when they join an intentional community, right? It's this mutually beneficial relationship where really these seniors are able to achieve healthier outcomes. We talk about isolation, right? So in a community like this, they're getting that connection. You know, every single month we have a calendar filled with activities, right? Whether it's they're going to yoga together, whether they're helping with tutoring, they're participating in book club. We have book club starting in like 20 minutes. There's always something going on, but also it's a community where they're very much partners with us. So they sit at the table, have a voice, and they say, what do I want from a community that I live in? What do I know that I can contribute? Because they bring immense value to the community and really getting to shape what it looks like. I feel like people don't typically get that kind of buy-in where they live. And a lot of seniors, they often feel like they plateau. They hit a certain age and now they suddenly don't have as much to invest, which isn't true, right? They've lived a life filled with mistakes, lessons learned. You know, they're rich with so much wisdom to share. And so we are immensely blessed that we get to learn from them, and they get to pour into us and pour into these kids. And sometimes they're a little surprised that they learn a couple of things from our little ones too, because little ones are very observant.
Yeah. That, you know, the other thing you kind of mentioning that I'm thinking about is also the fact that some of these kids haven't been around older adults.
Yeah.
And I think it's such an important factor to teach kids about seniors and about, you know, the elderly and the respect for that and the relationships you can build with that. Because I think if you don't have that, you kind of sometimes, especially the very elderly, they could be afraid of them, or they may have some different types of concerns because they just haven't interacted with them on a daily basis. I know that with, when I was raising my kids, they had a great respect for their grandparents, and that's something that was really taught to them, to be very respectful of the seniors and the elderlies in the community. And that's one thing that I've really seen the fruits of that labor with both my kids, how well they do. But I know that that's not always the case if you're not taught that, or you're really around seniors and kind of really can relate to some of the things that they are going through, the complete generation gap of, you know, the TikToker versus someone that's, you know, understands and can recognize a dial-up phone and actually how it works. Yeah. So I think that that's something that is really great. I think it just kind of, you know, takes that gap away. So I think that's fabulous.
Yeah. Well, and it's so interesting too, because historically societies have always really valued what elders bring to the table, right? And people have always seen them as a pillar of wisdom, you know, for all the unique times and histories. Maybe they've gotten to experience, and again, their lessons learned, the specific trials and even common obstacles, right? There are things that our kids are facing that are just part of life. And so now you have another person who can sit down with you and say, yeah, you know, I've been there, and this is some of the things that I went through, and maybe you can take from it so you don't have to make the same mistakes I have. And I think it's so interesting right now as a society, we've kind of entered this space where people feel like they have to do things in silos, right? And it's almost viewed as a negative thing to reach out to support. Versus back in the day, people very much did things as a community, right? Like you noticed if your neighbor wasn't coming out as often or they were sick and you'd come over and bring them some soup. So really getting back to that community style of offering support to one's neighbors, to really wrapping around each other and knowing that we are meant to do life together. We are meant to have those connections. But you mentioned the respect of one's elders. I think that's important because while our seniors are here to provide support to the families, we definitely want to invest certain values and morals into our kids too, so that they grow up to be fruitful members of society and they're growing up to be people who extend love and grace and care to others, including the most vulnerable, right? We know our kids, they've experienced trauma. They're impacted by foster care. They are a very vulnerable population for a whole handful of reasons. But so are our seniors, right? Mm-hmm. They're a very vulnerable population that often kind of gets brushed off to the side with a lot of unmet needs. So if we can invest those values into our kids and they can see what it is to love and care for this population, hopefully we'll have little ripple effects on society as a whole.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I absolutely love that. This is why when I was introduced to this community, I'm like, this is absolutely incredible. I love the entire concept of it. So one of the things I wanted to ask you about, so what are the benefits to a senior that might be interested in this type of community? Because there's multiple.
Yeah. So a really practical one is affordable housing, right? There is an affordable housing crisis right now. Nearly a third of households headed by seniors are considered cost burden. And by cost burden, I mean they pay more than 30% of their income for housing, right? So when they come to New Life Village, they are getting affordable housing. And so just to share some rental rates with you really quick to give you an idea. So our two bedroom right now, that's 1,140 square feet, is 1,157 a month. Our three bedroom is 1,316 a month. Mm-hmm. So these are considered affordable housing rental rates. Very, very spacious amenities. You have a garden, a playground, community pool, dog park. So they're getting affordable housing first and foremost. And we know that folks cannot focus on healing. They can't focus on all these other well-being domains if they don't have a safe place to live, if they don't have a roof over their head, right? No one's going to focus on financial literacy and eating healthy and, you know, extracurricular activities if they're homeless. So right. That's first and foremost. They're going to have affordable housing. But they also have access to so many well-being resources. So I mentioned our programming earlier, our program calendar. It's filled with various activities, but not even just fun activities. There are trainings, there are support groups, various things that our families might need to prevent some of those common negative outcomes for seniors, for families impacted by trauma. But then we also have a resident support team that meets with every single household at least once a month, really just to, again, build that rapport, to check in on how they're doing and see if there's any specific needs that they have. Because we know it's not a one size fits all, right? We know there are some general things that everybody needs, right? We all need healthy food. We all need stable housing. But someone might be going through a season of grief and they really need some therapy. Maybe they're struggling with making a budget. Maybe they are dealing with chronic illness and they need resources around that. So we just want to really come alongside our seniors and make sure they have the resources and supports they need. But on top of that, there's community and connection, right? So we go back to folks not being meant to live in silos. They get immense community connection. My heart's always touched by just the constant stories I hear about things that happen at the village when we go home, right? So we're here during the day, but the magic happens when the staff isn't here. And we have a village senior who recently shared, there's a family that she supports and has been intentionally building relationship with. And she said some of the kiddos came over, they knew it was her birthday and they brought her a gift and a handwritten card. And something like that, knowing that you're making an impact in these kids' lives. They see you as an extension of their family, and they've come to love and care for you, and they want to pour back into you. And that's wonderful. The power of feeling seen, feeling loved, knowing that someone cares about you. I think it makes such a difference. And it's funny you think about health outcomes too. Why are seniors who are constantly around children seemingly so much more energized, so much more nimble, right? So I think it has immense effects on their health outcomes in that way too. Not being surrounded by people who are not moving around as much, but they're constantly around toddlers and teenagers and folks who got them up doing the electric slide and playing bingo, right? They're moving around. So yeah. I think there are immense benefits to just overall healthier outcomes for our seniors.
Hi, this is Andrew Brainerd, owner of TransMedCare Long Distance Medical Transportation. When the time comes to relocate a loved one under medical care, TransMedCare is here to help. We offer nationwide medical transport services with fully customized vans providing all the comforts of home and licensed medical professionals to accompany your loved one along every mile. At TransMedCare, nothing is more important than bringing your loved one home safely. Visit our website at trans-medcare.com.
With just one call to GoGo, request a reliable ride anywhere you need to go. No smartphone required. All drivers and vehicles are screened to meet your mobility needs. Plus, GoGo membership offers concierge service, on meal and grocery delivery, and home services. To learn more or sign up for GoGo, call 1-855-970-6294 or visit gogograndparent.com/senior living guide.
Yeah, 100%. You know that when you're around a lot of activity, even if you're like at a place where no one's dancing, but there's music, and then you're just sitting there, you know, you're doing your
tapping
little chair.
Your foot.
Yeah, tapping your foot, shaking your head, doing the chair dance, and somebody gets up, and then more people get up. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you are up and dancing and you are feeding off the energy of other people. And honestly, the energy of children, I wish I could suck some of it away because I would love to have it. I always think, oh, it's not fair. You have so much energy. But you have to know that has to be contagious. And then honestly, watching kids and discovering new things and learning new things, that is really something that will bring joy to so many older people. I know it brings joy to me just to watch, but I feel like seniors in general, they really get a lot out of that because they're really watching the younger generation and kind of seeing what's happening with them and being able to connect that way. So you're absolutely right. I love it.
Yes.
So the other thing I wanted to ask, so how does it, enriching the lives of the families and youth? So it's not just little kids. So there's actually teenagers and things like that as well.
Yes. So our program, we have families who are fostering, adopting relative caregivers, but the children that they're caring for range from birth all the way through 21. So we have quite a spectrum of age ranges in the village. It's very much an intergenerational community. And so the seniors who live here, they all have a very different skill sets, passions, interests. And so they really get an opportunity to pour into all these different age groups in various ways. And so again, the support that they're providing is going to look so different between seniors. We have some seniors who are very passionate about working with teenagers. We have others who love music. And so they're at every music lesson on our Saturdays and supporting them in their performances. We have seniors who were teachers previously. And so it's very important for them to be plugged into our tutoring. So that support really looks so different. So sometimes it's one-on-one with our kiddos. Sometimes it's very much with our caregivers because our seniors, a lot of them have children of their own, and so they can come from it from a lens of, I've been where you are. A lot of them have even come from backgrounds where they were previously low income. They've been impacted by foster care. And so just being able to really come alongside them again and say, I know where you're coming from to a degree. We know that everyone's experiences are never going to be exactly the same, but sometimes it's helpful just to have someone to listen and who can understand and who's relatable. And our seniors provide that. We had a a meal train that we recently started for a family. And one of our seniors, she's so cute, she called me. She's like, so I've been providing warm meals for them. And she just started explaining the dynamic of the relationship she had naturally and organically formed with this family, you know, checking in on the kids after school, providing snacks, making warm meals. And it had become part of her routine when she made meals for herself. She would always make extra for them. And she's like, do I need to formally sign up on a list? I was like, oh my gosh, no, what you're doing is exactly what we hope families are doing, right? Those organic, natural relationships. Yeah. And just intuitively, as you're doing things for yourself, thinking, oh, maybe I can help this neighbor in this other way, right? So it was just so encouraging to know that these organic relationships were already taking place and people were already providing support, you know, taking it upon themselves to think, how can I serve this family in a practical way?
Yeah.
But yeah, and then just creating a space that is safe and loving and trauma-informed too. So we often have seniors who they know our mission, they want to serve, but maybe they've never worked with a community who's been impacted by trauma before. And so that's really important to us, is always providing trainings around trauma so that we're really giving our seniors, caregivers, staff, program partners the tools to step into these spaces where they have that trauma-informed lens. Because it really is, it's going to show up in the behaviors and some of those interactions. And if we don't have the right tools, we're not going to be able to provide support in the way we really want to. So our seniors, they definitely have a love for learning. So I would say seniors who are interested in this community, in addition to having a heart for the mission and a heart for service, just a desire to be a lifelong learner, because it's really, we're all lifelong learners here. We've never arrived. We're always hit with curveballs of a new challenge that a family's working through, or a new behavior that a kid is developed and is showing up with in some of our activities. And so we're always having to learn, how can we best love and support one another? So lifelong learners, definitely.
Yeah.
We need here.
That really has to be a desire in a senior that would decide to move into this type of community. It's not something that you're doing it based on just a few things. You really want to have, you really need to have a love for community, love for those that have been through, as you mentioned, trauma, and want to be there as a support. But I love the fact that you train them, because I mean, that is something that can be, I mean, if you haven't been around it, I know that sometimes children that have some behavioral issues and those things like that, it can be something that you have to navigate, and you have to do it correctly.
Yes. And we ourselves, I mean, we do not by any means know everything. And so the team is always going to training as well, because we all just have to have that attitude of always learning, because we don't know everything. And we're all just trying to do the best we can together as a collective. But the important thing is that we are always, as a community, reminding ourselves and each other of the why. Why are we here, right? And it's the mission. It's permanency for these kids, healthier outcomes for all of us as a collective, for the families, for the seniors, and working towards that. Because we all have to be buying into the mission, right? If we're all not showing up and invested, it doesn't work. It crumbles, because the folks who actually live in this community, they're what make it amazing. They're what make it's not possible without them.
Right. They are the village.
Yes, they are the village.
So quick question. What age is considered a senior? Someone that would decide to do this, what age is like the minimum?
It's crazy to say this, but it's 55, which there are people who are way over 55 who have more energy than I ever will. Mm-hmm. But 55 is considered a senior.
Yeah. So I know a lot of times it's 55 to 62 is what starts to, in the senior housing industry, is considered an independent. So it's shifted a little bit. So I thought I'd ask.
So 55 and up is considered a senior. But another thing is that they live independently. So we always like to make sure our seniors know that we are not set up for assisted living.
Right.
So any seniors who are joining our community would have to be able to live independently.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That makes complete sense. So one of the things that you mentioned is the affordable housing, because we are having an affordable housing crisis, especially for seniors, because sometimes those folks, they have worked their entire lives, but they've really lived paycheck to paycheck. So they haven't been able to save. So trying to live off of, you know, your Social Security or something like that, when you get to that point, that can be really scary. So I think that it's, this is such a great, solution for some of those folks. But, also, you know, one of the things that, you had mentioned as far as like the foster care crisis, so tell me a little bit about how that community intervention works with foster care crisis as seniors, as relative caregivers. Do they jump in sometimes and take care of the kiddos while their parents or foster parents are, or caregivers, I should say, are maybe go out or are working or things like that? Are those opportunities that they can take advantage of?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's one of the ways that some of our seniors will provide support to families. We will never encourage seniors to do something they don't feel comfortable with. I say that because we do have seniors who have very various interests, various skill sets. And so some of them, they love babies. They're like, give me all the babies. I'll smother them in love. Like that's their niche, so to speak. And there are others that are very much like, I would not feel safe caring for a baby because I would be worried that I'd fall. And so we never want to encourage them to do something they don't feel comfortable doing. But we've seen various seniors provide support in that way via childcare. Yeah.
All right. So it's an optional thing, but it's not something that it's just, it's an organic relationship you would build. Is that basically?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And it's awesome because we find that a good portion of our families are relative caregivers where we have grandparents raising their grandbabies. And so there's been seasons where we have folks join our community as seniors because they love our mission. And unexpectedly, our mission ends up being very much their personal story. Mm-hmm. And they have grandchildren who are placed in their home. And now suddenly they've gone from being the senior supporting families to being a family in need of that wraparound support. And so we have a little bit of everything, but everyone steps in and loves on each other and provides support. We have seniors providing support to families, families providing support to seniors. You know, again, it truly, it just takes a village.
Yeah. Well, let's wrap this up a little bit by talking about intergenerational communities. I know that intergenerational communities are starting to grow in popularity, but they don't have that same look as New Life Villages. Sometimes it's, you know, single family homes that will have a mother-in-law suite maybe in the back or attached or something like that. And I know that some communities, like new construction communities, are starting to create some of these communities. And I think that that's amazing too. That's such a great option if you want to age in place but be super close to family. So tell us a little bit more about intergenerational communities in general. And while this, your community, your beautiful community is located in beautiful Tampa, Florida. I'm a Floridian, so I can say that. Do you know if other communities similar to yours are located throughout the U.S.?
Yes. So there are several other organizations similar to ours serving different populations. Generations United is a really great resource, actually, for folks looking to learn more about these communities. There's one located in Oregon. There is also a community, another one in Florida, actually, specifically for those who are fostering. But generationsunited.org is going to be a great resource because, to your point, there are a lot of intergenerational communities starting to pop up, but serving different populations. So they might have veterans housed with people who are trauma-informed. They might have able-bodied with disabled to provide support to one another. I've seen aged out youth with anchor families so that they're getting that support in adulthood. So there's a huge need. You're seeing people really just craving for that community and support from others. And I'm hoping to see more communities like this popping up. We're the only community in Florida serving this specific population, though. But I'd love to see more people join in.
No, I wanted to do this podcast because I hope it encourages others to start similar communities within their community, because it does. It takes a village. And it's not just a village raising a child. It's a village as a whole community. We really have to love and respect every single person that's living within our communities. So that's so important for sure. And we are actually going to include that link in the description and copy of the podcast. So no matter where you're listening to this podcast, you can connect with Generations United. And I'm also going to include the website for New Life Village. So you can really go in and check it out. And I will tell you, I've been there to the website and you see the smiling faces of some of the seniors that are enjoying, they enjoy their time together. I'm sure they get together, maybe do some bingo or some bunko or some of that. So, all the things.
So,
that would be fun for sure. So, you know, I do think it is good to take a look at it and you can kind of have a bird's eye view into life at New Life Village. Before we totally wrap it up, is there anything you wanted to add before we close out this podcast?
I hope if there's any seniors out there who feel like this is a community that would be a benefit for them, feel encouraged to reach out. You know, let's get a tour scheduled. Or if maybe you don't live in Florida, check out some communities that are available via Generations United. You know, these communities are just so impactful. So feel free to reach out to learn more.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you so much for joining us today, Natalie. This was such an incredible podcast. I love this so much. It just makes my heart happy, especially during the holidays, you know, which is, you know, the time of year where it's giving and things like that. So I do appreciate that. If you enjoyed this podcast, we are available anywhere you listen to podcasts such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Good Pods. We are now available on babyboomer.org. Thank you for listening.